going to do a hearing on item four.
I know you haven't had chance to review the comments.
Let me do the opening statement, and okay. Then we'll come to that. This is the time and place for hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board to consider proposed conditional waiver of waste discharge requirements, order number R12008-0065 for Sonoma State University. This item has been properly noticed. Sheet explaining procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter? At this time, we'll have staff presentation. Kim, do you want to? We do have comments that arrived late. Understand staff have reviewed them, and you know, I think we will take them in and deal with them as we go.
Mr. Chairman, since this item was on the consent calendar, we did not plan to have a presentation. We have one as a backup if you'd like to hear it, or you could take up the last-minute comments from Mr. Jenkins from the City of Roanoke Park.
Why don't you give us a brief report then?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. My name is Rachel Bosworth, and I'm an environmental scientist with your staff, and I work in the core regulatory unit of the Division of Watershed Protection. I am here before you today to discuss the conditional waiver of waste discharge for the Sonoma State University domestic wastewater equalization tank. At this time, I would like to enter the file and this presentation into the record. You have in your packet a summary report and the proposed conditional waiver. In addition, you have also received a copy of the City of Roanoke Park's late comments on this item and Sonoma State's response to those comments. This item involves the construction and operation of a domestic wastewater equalization tank on the campus of Sonoma State University. The tank will be used to equalize the flow of wastewater originating from the university's campus prior to its discharge to the City of Roanoke Park's wastewater collection system. The equalization tank and the diversion facilities will be located on the northwest section of the university's campus. Oops. Try. Oh, great. Sorry. Top button. Okay. Right there. Here you can see the boundaries in red of the university campus and Copeland Creek running along right there. The equalization tank will be located in the northwest corner. Currently, Sonoma State University discharges to the City of Roanoke Park's collection system. Sonoma State is proposing to construct a 256,000-gallon steel above-ground storage tank. The tank, piping, and pump stations will be used to temporarily store peak flows for discharge at a constant rate. This is a schematic of the design of the system. The equalization tank's down here. Flow from the campus will be coming in this way. We'll just be diverted in a manhole and pumped to the equalization tank. At times when flow is low, the wastewater will be released back into the collection system and released out past the flume, the partial flume, which is the metering device. The following safety features have been developed to minimize and respond to spills. One of the examples of these features is the automatic alarm system that will notify campus police and plant operations of system malfunctions at the diversion facilities or the equalization tank. The following odor control measures have been developed to minimize odors and nuisances. One of the examples of this features is the equalization tank aeration system. And then we have conditions on the waiver. The conditions include that Sonoma State obtain a construction stormwater permit prior to construction, that they submit an erosion control plan, that they construct a post-construction water quality controls, that they submit an annual report, and that they comply with the statewide sanitary sewer general waste discharge requirements, which they are currently under for their collection system. So today, staff's recommendation is to adopt the waiver of conditional waiver waste discharge.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have one question regarding the annual report. Is that for the operations of the tank, or is that for the entire sewage system and the treatment system?
The annual report associated with this waiver would be for flow, the daily flow that they're monitoring, any reports that they send to the city, any malfunctions with the plant, any alarms that have gone off. We want to know everything about it.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. We'll hear from others. May have staff back at the end.
Thank you.
Mr. Jenkins. Let's take Darren first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I want to first say thank you to staff, Mr. Short, for working with me this week to get you my comments. And I want to apologize for my confusion about your process. My background is working with cities, and we have the Brown Act, which is different than your Open Meeting Act. And so that I apologize for that. First, I want to talk to you about why Sonoma State is wanting to build this tank next to Copeland Creek. I estimate the tank to be about 34 feet high, filled with raw sewage. And having the benefit of the presentation, which I didn't have, I see it's a little bit more than 100 feet away. But I wrote this kind of comment letter, and I can hand this out or give it to you if you want. The agreement with Roner Park and Sonoma State allows their flows to be up to 250,000 gallons per day, but they don't have a problem being over the limit unless it's 5 days in a row. So the tank allows them to discharge, say, pick a number, say 500,000 gallons a day, Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday, they can hold 256,000 gallons of sewage and discharge less than 250,000 gallons, and they're not over the limit. Then on Saturday, they discharge that what's filled up in the tank along with our normal flow, and over a week's time, a month's time, a year's time, they average 500,000 gallons a day, and they're within an agreement that limits them to 250,000 gallons a day. We know there's no free lunch, so someone's going to pay for the capacity that they need, which is more than 250,000 gallons, or they wouldn't be doing the tank. Granted, it's not 500,000 gallons today, but that's an illustrative example. And that capacity comes from Santa Rosa's subregional treatment plant. I think you know, and a lot of people in this room know, that that is an expensive, expensive system. And so what they're trying to do is get Roner Park to subsidize a project that makes money for the university, which is student housing. Student housing is a money-making enterprise. It's run by their entrepreneurial services, and it generates income for the university. And they don't want to pay the cost of that project. So the question is, do you want to be part of a scheme to have residents of Roner Park subsidize Sonoma State University's entrepreneurial enterprise? The tank is not needed. I personally, with the city manager, offered to Sonoma State University's vice president to renegotiate the Sonoma State University agreement to relieve them from the 250,000 gallon per day limit if they took the money that they would have spent on this tank and made inflow and infiltration reduction improvements to their sewer collection system. We know that sewer systems are challenged by wet weather flows. He didn't want to talk about it. I don't think he told the staff that are here today about that. The best outcome is for this board to say, we don't think building an unnecessary 34-foot-high sewage tank within a few hundred feet of a creek is a good idea, and we are not going to condone it. If the board can't say that, then please consider adding the following conditions. Overflow piping right now is to be sent to the ground. Have them pipe the overflow to the sewer system. Overflow piping should have a sensor to alarm whenever it's used. The electrical and mechanical system, specifically alarms and fail-safe measures, must be tested at least quarterly, with reports sent to Rohnert Park and Regional Board staff. A preventative maintenance plan needs to be prepared and submitted to the Regional Board, and then periodic reports submitted showing that SSU has maintained the system according to the preventative maintenance plan. One of the problems we've seen with Sonoma State is that they do not maintain their infrastructure. It's a challenge for any organization, and their mission is educating kids, not maintaining infrastructure. We've seen their sewer flow facilities with rats living in the control cabinet. If that happens in this case, then it's not going to work as it's designed. It's not going to be infallible. The tank project should include berms around the tank to create an area with sufficient capacity to hold at least the 256 gallons of raw sewage when the tank ruptures. This tank is maybe 2 miles from the Rogers Creek Fault. And then lastly, to minimize the risk of overflow or other potential discharges, if you can limit the time period that they can use this tank to, say, half the year instead of the whole year, limit the flows to December to April when it's the wet weather season, and then record that usage and submit it to the Regional Board and to Rohnert Park on a monthly or quarterly basis. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Board member questions?
Yeah, just really
hold
quick.
On there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it when you stood up. I know other board members are probably familiar with your name and who you represent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have introduced myself.
That's all right.
My name is Darren Jenkins. I'm the city engineer for the city of Rohnert Park.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Christopher Dino.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. My name is Christopher Dino. I am the Senior Director for Facilities Management at Sonoma State University and Capital Planning, Design, and Construction. To my left here is Richard Ingram with Berelgian Race, a neighbor of yours right here. And I want to thank staff for doing a very thorough job on working with us to bring the tank to what we thought was a understanding, and it appeared on the consent calendar as the items had been addressed in our minds. Just a couple of comments on how we got to where we are. We have gone through an environmental impact review and reporting, and the process was vetted over a year ago and approved through and then some additional some additional permit requirements have we've gone through. Again, as I mentioned, we have conducted a California Environmental Impact Report, which was approved by the University Board of Trustees, and prepared a supplemental biotic assessment of the project area. That's been done. Received Department of Fish and Game and Stream Bed Alteration Agreement already. And we've had Army Corps of Engineers on site meetings with no permitting required from them. Sonoma County Water Agency, no permit required. And then we have met with staff on several occasions with the Regional Water Quality Control Board. We have cooperatively come together to establish the scope of the report of waste discharge. We have submitted a complete report of wastewater discharge addressing the equalization tank and design and operation. control schemes, construction limitations, construction mitigations, wastewater collection system, emergency operation, and spill prevention stormwater issues. At that time, staff reviewed and waiver of discharge regulations draft document and concurred with all findings and requirements. We have the monitoring of all public comments during the public comment period and set a meeting with board staff to discuss and address public comments. No public comments were received until just recently, so they were outside the window in our mind of if it was such a if this was an issue for the city of Rohnert Park, we're surprised at the delayed reaction to the response. We have incorporated all findings and requirements of the regional board into the design drawings and specifications, including the some of the findings that Darren from the city of Rohnert Park had actually requested earlier on in the project, and we've incorporated those comments into the project. So we do concur with staff's agenda report. In summary, our design is complete, and we are ready to put the project out to bid. We believe that the university has acted in prudent, cooperative fashion with regard to the development of this project in the eyes of the state's regulators. We are certain that we have addressed all of your staff's concerns with the university's request that the board approve the waiver of discharge requirements as written. Just want to make one comment, though, regarding what Mr. Jenkins had just unveiled regarding the university's delinquency on how we control our infrastructure. I can tell you for a campus that is 47 years old now, we're running an institution that is 24/7, 365. We have on campus building engineers, maintenance mechanics, staff. We have police services who are 24/7, a boiler plant, again, that's 24/7. Our infrastructure is intact. If Mr. Jenkins is talking about rats in a location of a partial flume, that's an outdoor structure. He cited that. I don't know where he got his information. But if that's the infrastructure deficit that we have, I think that's the least of our problems. We are all over our infrastructure. I would like to see if he can cite a case of any negligence on the Sonoma State's part on keeping up with our infrastructure.
Just wanted to provide the chairman and the board, if you have any questions regarding the design or the control systems, we were the design engineers for the project, Brelge and Race. I acted as the project manager. We also wrote the report of waste discharge and have been in discussions with staff about this project from its inception. So if any questions you have, I'll be willing to answer them.
I had a question, and that is, how much is the project going to cost you, and over what time in your mind have you amortized it?
The project budget is around $3 million, considering all of the contingency funds, design costs, construction administration, and construction of the infrastructure.
That's total project cost.
Total project cost.
And what's your amortization time period?
We have it fully funded, if that's what you're asking.
So you're okay.
It's a fully funded project right now. We have the funds to move forward with this project.
And then I'm going to ask our staff, but this is in the form of conditional waiver rather than a waste discharge requirement. Do you know why that is? There are pros and cons to that regulatory method, but a little unusual.
I think that goes to our side. Yeah. We can take that.
It's okay not to know the answer. I'll ask our people.
Well, John, did you want to address that, or?
I could if you like. I'm John Short. I'm senior engineer in the Corps Regulatory Unit.
this project is not discharging waste. This is only a holding tank for discharge into Roanoke Park's system. There's no discharge of waste that would need effluent limits.
It's
just a conveyance system, and we have in place a statewide conveyance system general permit that this will be regulated under.
Board member, I have a question, Sonoma State. Is this project for current, you need it currently, or is this some future need? How does it fit?
Thank you, sir. It is for future need. I think as Mr. Jenkins had outlined, we are under a contract to discharge to the city through the city of Roanoke Park. And there are some spikes over the annually into overage, and this will allow us to equalize the tank and the flow. The tank will allow us to equalize the flow over the course of the year, and to make it so we won't have these spikes. It'll be much more efficient with the amount of times that I think Darren has mentioned that we are overflow. We are under our contract 99% of the time, and again, I'm just throwing that number out. It hasn't been corroborated, but wanted to just say we are under our contract. This will allow us to equalize that flow, so we're not getting these spikes at times.
And the spikes, are they weather related, or are they capacity, or the student body related?
It's the capacity. We when the students first arrive on campus in August, we tend to get this few day spikes, and then it equalizes out over the year. It's usually the move out and the move ins of the students is usually when we get these spikes or hits to the we do report monthly to the city of Roanoke Park.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Jenkins is concerned about the dollar expense, and I certainly am sympathetic to that. How long is this contract for right now that you have between Sonoma State and the city of Roanoke Park?
It's into perpetuity.
It is in perpetuity. Is there any reopener so that Mr. Jenkins' concern that you're actually putting more in than the contract calls for? Is there a reopener there somewhere?
If I'm understanding your question, is there a room for negotiation with mm-hmm. our campus and theirs? We have actually, I think there's a difference of how this has played out. We have offered to come to Roanoke Park and pay our fair share of to reopen talks about how we discharge wastewater through their conveyance system, and that has not really gone that well. So we are an institution that is still growing, and this is the direction we'd like to go in at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Dunker.
Could you define fair share?
It through fair share meaning what the infrastructure is, the value of the infrastructure that they're talking about. There's different developers that are in our area region that are also responsible for some of the infrastructure upgrade as well. So that's what I mean by that.
Okay. There does seem to be a little kind of, I still see a little discrepancy of interpretation or a perception of what the language is considering the discharge limits. I'm not sure if that's a gray area or really defined the way it should be. Could you maybe clarify a little more? Mr. Jenkins claims that you're doubling what the permit allows over a certain amount of time, and you both have different feelings on how you interpret that. And so that's what, you know, that to me should really be spelled out so that everybody's on the same page as to, you know, what those are. But I'm a little confused there as far as the language. Maybe council can... clarify a little bit for me? I'm not sure.
I'm not familiar with the terms of their contract. I'm
just to be clear, what you're asking about is the contract between the city and the university, which we did not evaluate and is not part of the action that we're looking at.
Okay, staff primarily here, you know, focused on the impacts to water quality. So some of these issues that have to do surrounding the contract and the fairness, they're not issues that staff considered. This information wasn't part of the report of waste discharge, and it generally isn't in terms of what we look at.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't linked somehow.
No,
I'm clear now.
Okay, yeah, there wasn't for us any link between the contract between the parties and what we evaluated.
Okay.
Mr. Corbett.
Yeah, I wanted to, it's sort of interesting on the jurisdictional issue if there's no discharge, although if it could affect, then that would bring it under the board, and you may want regulatory certainty of a waiver, but you realize by law the waivers, they can be renewed, but they expire in 5 years. So you're going to be spending $3 million and then be subject to a review in 5 years. Okay, I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Ms. Dean.
I have a question. Is this tank going to be emptied all the time once it's filled? Is it going to be emptied all the time? If it's not, have we looked at the impacts of keeping sewage in this tank for extended periods of time where it's never going to be emptied? What that impact is on the treatment further on down the line at the Laguna Treatment Plant?
I can speak to that. The tank will be most of the time empty. Won't be called into use. When it is called into use, there will be varying amounts of diversion into the tank. Most of the time, the tank will be emptied after a single day's use. There will be periods of time, especially in the fall periods, where the tank will be utilized to contain sewage over a several day period. Within the tank, we've designed aeration systems so that and odor control systems so that when sewage is in the tank and whenever sewage is in the tank, it'll be aerated. And whenever sewage is in the tank, we'll have a complete air change odor control system that will vent all of the air into an odor control system all of the time that sewage is in the tank. The odor control system will contain scrubbers that will take noxious odors away and contain them within the odor bed of the scrubber. After the tank is emptied, there's a washdown system that's activated and has a vigorous tank washing system that will wash remaining sewage, the remnants of sewage, let's put it that way, down the drain and back into the sewage collection system. So sort of through this threefold infrastructure with aeration, odor control, and washdown system, we are confident that we've addressed the issue that you're talking about, which is holding sewage in a location for any length of time.
Mr. Chair, can I ask you also to take a minute and describe some of the design redundancies or some of the design features that have been built into this, because there's been a indication that an overflow would release to a ground surface discharge, and what is standard for this type of station or type of infrastructure?
Right. This is, obviously, we're dealing with domestic wastewater. This tank is, it's only being diverted to when we are in a situation where diversion is called, high flows exist, and the university needs to divert water. So there's a percentage of the time where the tank, and a good percentage of the time where it's going to be empty. When water is diverted to the tank, we have a redundant control system. The way this, and as Rachel pointed out, there's a pump station that's on the main trunk sewer line. The pump station will pump water from that trunk sewer line into the above ground tank. There's dual redundancy with two pumps to allow if one pump fails, another pump will pick that up. There's also a dual control system in the tank for alarms and for monitoring. One control system, which is independent from the other, will run and be the primary control system, will call for the pumps to come on, will call for alarms to be called out to two locations on campus, one at the police station where we'll have screens there and monitoring, one at the boiler plant, which is a 24/7 facility. And then we'll have a system of pagers that when alarms are sounded, they'll page out a series of different people that are responsible for the operation of the facility. And that pager system will continue until a response is met. The tank itself has about 6 feet of freeboard designed into it, which under full pumping conditions and full diversion will allow about 1.5 hours of, if all the control systems fail and pumping continues, it'll allow 1.5 hours for people to respond before an overflow would take place. The redundant controls are independent. All the wiring, all the sensor devices, all of the communications are independent so that when a certain level, a high level, is hit in the tank, that independent control system will lock out that pump station and not allow it to restart until someone physically goes out there and checks the pump station. So what we're relying on is the freeboard in the tank, the two independent redundant control systems. All of these control systems are backed up by emergency power generation. So those are the kinds of things that are allowed. We think this is customary for sewage type applications, wastewater applications. Sewage lift stations, for instance, are backed up with emergency power. They do not, though, however, they are not, in a sewage application, typically surrounded by a moat or anything to contain a sewage spill. That's what design redundancies are, exist at this point.
Thank you.
If I may ask, are you pumping from the trunk line to the tank?
Correct.
So the tank is higher than the line?
The tank is completely above ground, and the line is about 13 feet below grade.
And I have to acknowledge, I am no engineer, a master's degree in child development, but if I heard what appears to me to be a reasonable suggestion made by Mr. Jenkins to have an overflow pipe that goes back to the trunk line, it does flow downhill at that point. So why would you have all of the redundancies you've described and not a simple pipe going back downhill?
It is a design consideration that we made. It's one that we did consider, and it could potentially be built. We have the space to do it. It would. It's about 500 feet of piping from the tank to back into the trunk sewer line, and that is a design consideration that would add. From our sort of double redundant situation going to a triple redundant situation.
All right. And in your letter, July 22nd, we got today, under odors, the last sentence, if odors become a problem, facilities to mask odors could be added at a later time. I'm trying to square that with the text of our resolution, page 3, that says an odor control system will be connected to the equalization tank. So yours is a later comment, and I'm trying to see if what's added later, what's included.
To clarify that, there was a question in Mr. Jenkins' letter regarding odor control at the pump station, which is adjacent to the trunk sewer line. And the odor control system that we spoke of, or the regional board is speaking about, is at the equalization tank. There is, in the design, a complete odor control system at the equalization tank. There is only a vent at the pump station itself, where we don't think that odors will be an issue.
All right.
My concern here is the part that perhaps the Roanoke Park citizens are subsidizing Sonoma State, and that is worrisome to me, as I am a ratepayer, not in Roanoke Park, but I am a ratepayer. And I know that there are a lot of concerns these days in Petaluma and Roanoke Park both. There are initiatives on the ballot to roll back rates, and this may have an impact on that. And I would certainly encourage Sonoma State and Roanoke Park to seriously sit down and talk to one another, try and resolve what is equitable, because you may have some lashback from ratepayers that will also impact Sonoma State. And as we all need to be better partners in solving these regional problems.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? What? Ask staff back. The chair has a question in terms of the timing of this item. Maybe it's a question to the university, not to us, but is this a today kind of item, or is this a next month kind of item? Is there any ability to deal with that? Sorry to have sent you away and then bring you back.
Thank you. It is a today item. We've been working, as I've outlined, the permitting process that we have gone through, the time spent with staff to get this to where it is. Again, thinking it was on a consent calendar and at the 11th hour for the city of Roanoke Park deems to be a very serious issue with them was brought in to you at the 11th hour, which surprised me. That being said, we have moved along a course of action, moving through each one of these approvals process in a very conscientious, responsible way. And we have gotten to today. This is important to us to have this approved to, again, as I had outlined, to get on the street for bid. Because there are certain windows that are imposed on the project through Fish and Game in connecting up to the existing trunk line. So we'll miss that window, and that would be a problem for the institution. So trying to answer your question in that regard. So
specifically, what window are you looking at?
In starting the project in about 5 weeks. We would like to have the project bid and approved. Again, once we move on from today, we have gone through State Farm Marshal and our third-party plan checker for all those approvals. So we are ready to bid the project and move it forward to the next level of construction.
Are you intending to construct before October 15th?
We would like to start the infrastructure process of it.
All right, then we'll go back to staff. Any additional comments? Response to anything?
Well, I'd like to reiterate that we knew Roanoke Park was concerned with this item. We sent them a copy of the tentative waiver, personally emailed to them to facilitate their comments. We tried, even at the late hour when we received their comment letter last week, to further address some of their comments. I think the equalization tank project has been designed to prevent discharges with spill controls and odor controls. We will have oversight through the collection system general permit, and I think as far as the threat to water quality, we're satisfied that this project is well designed and won't pose a threat to water quality. The other issues are beyond our authority.
All One suggestion was made to limit it to a time of year. Do you have any response to that?
Again, we're just looking at the potential threat to water quality from spills, and I think with all the engineering that went into this for spill control, emergency backup power, spill notification, staffing, that I don't see there's an additional threat by allowing it to continue operating year-round as needed. It's consistent with other holding tanks that we have in the region at wastewater treatment plants or in collection systems. It seems to be very well engineered.
I was going to ask that in terms of other locations or the holding tanks. Are there a handful, or is it have to take your shoes off to count that high, or how many do we have?
It is typical to have lift stations in collection systems. They're underground typically, and they're much smaller than this. I don't know of any other above ground holding tank like this in our region. The engineers have said they exist elsewhere in the state and that this is typical of the controls on those systems, but I'm not familiar with another tank like this in our region.
And it was characterized as triple redundancy, the structured in an overflow pipe to carry it back. What, do you have any? Chair likes that idea, just so you know. You don't have to be influenced by that, but in terms of suggesting it, is that something that's too far gone and it's just not needed, or is it something that actually would be useful and calming to all of the parties in play here?
I always like to see extra redundancy, and if a pipe can be laid in the same excavation as the pipe feeding this tank, it seems like it could be done fairly easy to have that overflow pipe. Of course, I don't know the cost of it, so that's another question.
All right, back to the board.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
I don't see that there can be much more done from the engineering perspective. Certainly what we have seen, the staff is satisfied with it. Consulting engineers have done what they can do. I think the concern that Mr. Jenkins has is a contractual one between the university and the city of Rohnert Park, and there's not much that we can do about that one. So under those circumstances, with respect to water quality, which is what we really deal with, and I'm not insensitive to the problems of dollars for cities and sewers, with that, I would give you a motion to accept this action.
I'll second it.
Any comment, discussion? Mr. Corbett?
Yes, I don't, in passing this motion, which I'll support, I can't quite decide on this legal approach whether I think it's a brilliant idea or whether it makes me very uneasy that we drove a truck through the Port of Cologne permit process. So I want to reserve judgment till I further educate myself, although a very clever application of the act.
Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you.